Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and this is the Down and Dirty. Guys, do not accommodate people's shortcomings. Don't do it. Don't ever even talk about it. Let people fall on their sword. If you accommodate people's shortcomings, all you're going to do is prevent them from being the best version of themselves. No one needs help, okay? The help that you need to give people is the truth. When you give people the truth, they end up seeing who they truly are inside, okay? Eventually. But you can't accommodate them, okay? You can hold their hand and you can tell them, hey, I'm here with you and I support you, but you can't accommodate them. When you accommodate people's shortcomings, you prevent them from being the best version of themselves. Okay, guys? No one helped me. No one ever accommodated my shortcomings. No one ever helped me when I was struggling, except for maybe a friend or two that gave me some supportive advice and some love. But at the end of the day, no one ever helped me. No one ever said, hey, you know what, Colt? I got your back. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. I'm going to figure it out for you. No one ever did that for me. People always let me fall on my face. And I'll tell you, falling on my face over and over again took me to a different level, a level that I never saw before. Because if I didn't learn how to grow on my own, I wouldn't be the person I am today. The person with the bulletproof chest, the person where nothing affects them, the person that gets out and gets after it and gets some. I wouldn't be that guy today if people had always accommodated my shortcomings. If people always had just taken me under their wing and just fixed my problems for me. That never works for anybody. If you have someone in your life that you're doing that for, just stop doing it. You're not helping them in any way. You're just preventing them from becoming the person that they should have always been their whole life, which is the best version of themselves. I had a friend years ago that his parents had given him everything. And his whole life, they accommodated every shortcoming he had. His drug abuse, there's always an excuse for it. His lack of coming to school on time and missing school, and then his lack of never going in the military, which is something we were supposed to do together. And then he eventually became the person that he is today, which is still the person that lives at home, still the person that is addicted to the same stuff, still the person that's asking his parents for everything, and still the person that's not taking accountability of their actions. And that person is not something that I imagine that person being. If you accommodate somebody's shortcomings, they will eventually be that of which you accommodate. If you're giving them whatever it is that they can't find on their own constantly, and you're always filling that void for them, and you're always putting your two cents in, and you're just taking care of it for them, they're never going to understand how to take care of it themselves. Don't do that to people. Don't cut them short. Let them figure it out themselves. Let them grow themselves. Let them take off and learn everything themselves. People have to hit rock bottom. They have to hit the lowest form of the dirt. They have to sit in the sand. They have to know that they need to get up and try again. It's up to people to learn that themselves. That's how human beings learn. People learn from doing, not by telling, not by showing. People learn by doing. We're action-based creatures. We're never going to learn if someone's constantly doing something for us. So don't do that to anybody. Because all you're going to do is just prevent them from being who they could have always been their whole life. Don't accommodate people. Don't accommodate their shortcomings. And definitely don't give anybody anything that they don't deserve. Because nobody accommodated my shortcomings, I was able to start a business from scratch. A business that I was told that costed about $500,000 to start. I started it from scratch. I didn't have any trucks. I didn't have any people. I did it with multiple companies. I've done it multiple times. But the reason why I was able to do that is because I'm an action-based person. I never had anyone give me a handout. No one ever said, you know what? Here's $1 million for you to start. No one ever said, hey, here's free money for you. No one ever said, here's the blueprint for you. I had to figure it all out myself. The way I am today, the person I am today, is because no one ever accommodated me. No one ever gave me the blueprint. No one ever helped me. No one ever accommodated me. And I'm thankful for that every single day, because I would never have what I have today. I would never be the man of confidence that I have today, because confidence is built over consistent action. Consistent action over a long period of time. Running into the same problems over and over and over again. And honestly, there's nothing that stresses me out anymore. There's no problem that I can run into that I'm afraid of. There's no fear in life, period. The only fear that I have is based on my kids not being great and not me having not set the example that I always needed in my life for them. That's the only fear that I have. And the things that I obviously don't have control over. But the things that I do have control over is never accommodating you or your shortcomings and making sure that I always tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. If I tell you all the good stuff that you're doing constantly and there's never any negative feedback, there's never any feedback that helps you grow, you will never grow. You're always going to be that person just sitting there waiting for someone to give you a handout. And that's a victim. You're not a victim. Victims don't do anything in life but be victims. They always think that everything's everyone else's fault, never theirs. And if that's how you live your life, then may God have mercy on your soul, because you're never going to accomplish anything. You're never going to have self-worth. You're never going to have self-value. The only way you have and generate self-value is if no one ever accommodates your shortcomings. Stop asking for help. Figure it out yourself. Learn from a proven mentor. Learn by doing. And have faith. Because no one should ever, ever, ever accommodate your shortcomings. Hope you guys got a lot from this. I did. This is something that truly helped me in life. Is no one ever helping me? And I hope that you guys get the most out of this podcast and the value of this podcast. And I hope that you not only help other people, but you use this to help yourself and understand that no one's ever coming to save you, and no one should come to save you. You should learn on your own, because you're going to value it more and you're going to be a better person after all. Until next time, get up, get after it, and get some.